Hey,
Tom.
Scott Ritter,
Yes.
are you surprised by how the assault in Iraq is going?
No, actually, I wrote a paper published last fall that predicted just this. I'm a little disturbed in listening to some of the analysis going along here. I think one of the reasons why the Americans find themselves in this difficult situation in Iraq is that so many in the Pentagon listen to the blithering of Iraqi expatriates who have spoken out, rightly so, against Saddam Hussein, but A, think it's the role of the United States to liberate Iraq, and B, think that the Iraqi people want us to liberate them from Saddam. And I think the harsh reality is that in buying off on the grand expectations of being greeted in the streets of Iraq with song and flowers, we now find we're greeted with bullets and bombs, and it's the Shia in the South who are fighting us. They're not doing it because Chemical Ali is down there with his death squads threatening to execute him. They're doing it because the American crusader infidel has invaded and violated holy Iraq, and they will resist us, and they will resist us strongly. And no matter how many Iraqis we kill and slaughter, I predict that America will lose this war, and ultimately the American military will leave Iraq with its tail between its legs. Unfortunately, we're going to inflict a tremendous amount of death and destruction on the people of Iraq. The American soldiers and Marines will also pay a price. And all those who sit outside of Iraq and courageously encourage Americans to go in and slaughter Iraqis should be ashamed of themselves.
You think Americans will lose this war?
We lost Vietnam. Remember, we can kill many, many Iraqis, and we will do so. But I am telling you right now that we do not have sufficient combat power in Iraq as we speak to win this battle. So we will have to reinforce considerably. The current posture in terms of American deployment is predicated on a presumption that the Iraqi army would surrender, that the Iraqi people would welcome, that the international community would support. The exact opposite is happening, and now we find ourselves with fewer than 120,000 boots on the ground, facing a nation of 23 million, with armed elements numbering around 7 million, who are concentrated in urban areas. We will not win this fight. America will lose this war. Saddam Hussein may die. But you know what? I'm betting that Saddam's going to be around a lot longer than anybody right now can predict. I'm betting that we don't capture Baghdad. I'm betting that we stall outside of Baghdad. I'm betting that this becomes an absolute quagmire. I hope I'm wrong for the sake of the American lives that are going to be lost. Remember, I'm a 12-year veteran of the Marine Corps. I fought in the first Gulf War. I know what war is about. I know what defending my country is about. This is a bad war because it has nothing to do with the defense of the United States of America. Iraq doesn't have weapons of mass destruction. The Bush administration has told an enormous lie to the international community, to the American people. And now we're in Iraq carrying out the right-wing neoconservative ideological motives of a handful of people, the Richard Pearls, Paul Wolfowitz's, Dick Cheney's, and we've allowed them to hijack our foreign policy, and they've been cheered on by these Iraqi expatriates who have zero credibility in my eyes. If they're so brave and they want Iraq liberated, then my goodness, man, go to Iraq, fight and die for your country, but don't ask Americans to do it.